If it was in the winter time, when the winter's days are short, which is only about 6 hours daylight, if we relate our timing by the hours today to tell a story, in the winter time, then they would have covered easily about 35 miles a distance in a day, because their physical structure was geared or have been trained for them to travel very lightly and fast. And they have skills to walk on a different terrain, different condition in the winter of ice and snow and whatever. So these things are very hard to define. And that is why most of our Indian stories, when we want to measure the distance of one person that covers in one day, it'd be very hard to pinpoint or to actually say how many miles was that. So besides that, coming back to the spiritual part of their tradition and culture, some men, some individuals in the past were able to overcome the physical difficulties because of their acquired the will to overcome the impossible physical limits of a human person. They were able to overcome their tiredness or physical shortness. They were able to overcome that and continue to use their willpower to travel in the distance that they used to cover. And that was only normal. And I'm not talking about another mysteries that I was talking about, is that some men who were classified as middeung, that is the word we use, but it is translated into very roughly as shamanism, shaman power, or a medicine man. These are the only two words in English that I have heard in recently trying to describe what I am talking about. So there is a shamanism, and then there is the medicine man. So the shamanism is maybe I could classify what I am talking about, if I have to say middeung. In other words, middeung means it's a person that has acquired certain a power or capability to overcome a physical limitless. A body, a physical being that is limited without using the will to overcome difficulties. So the higher the shaman power once acquired, the more impossibilities he could overcome. So the shamans, the shaman could travel the distance in very, very short time of a very long distance. That is inhuman. That is not practical. He would not be the ordinary man. He would be using the power that he acquired by himself. So these are some mystery things that I wanted to explain. Not only traveling the distance, but also accomplishing things that cannot be possible with the ordinary man. Shaman can't do that. They used to do it before the white man came, and also before the Christianity denied their spiritual practice and beliefs, their belief and practice, or vice versa. These are the things that I wanted to bring out in my stories, to pick out one story that sounds so impossible or mystical that actually have happened, and that was really mystified amongst the people themselves, but come to believe that only the shaman can accomplish such feat. And so this is where the Western historians have left off. They do not talk about these things.